Cool.
All right. I now call this meeting to order on the Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness on Friday, September 19th at 5:32 p.m. in room 317 of the Joe Crowley Student Union. And on Zoom. All right. So now that I've called the meeting to order, we'll move on to agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connection to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. I'll now be moving on to line item 3, roll call. Since we do not have a secretary currently, I will just be calling the roll and taking note. All right, so Chair Levy, I am here. Senator Atkinson?
Present.
Senator Barris is absence excused. Senator Evans?
Present.
All right, Senator Hotelling, absence unexcused. That's okay. Senator Kitch is tardy, excused. Senator Saporito is absence excused. Senator Packard?
Present.
And Senator Vila? All right, so moving on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Fire. Okay, moving on to line item 6, reports.
Don't need to do your job. I'm
sorry, you're right.
Okay, maybe I should not close the Zoom real quick. For the record, I'm looking at the Zoom. Okay. Cool. It's a little bit of a lengthy blurb. Everyone can see that, right? Okay, cool. Thank you all for coming. I know we haven't had a meeting in a long time. That's my bad. My first point that I wanted to talk to you guys about is just kind of reaching out to your respective liaisons. So just start kind of establishing that connection, communication. Try to email them before the next meeting that we have, which will be, I think, like October or something. But it's just going to be the next Friday at 5:30. So yeah, just reach out to your liaisons. If you really aren't sure who to reach out to, let me know, because then I can give you a good contact, because I met with most of the departments. So I can just go with you. I can just help you email them. Whatever you need, I'm here to support you. And if you'd like to CC me or Senator Barris or Vice Chair Barris, let me know. You can just CC us and we won't trip or anything. We just want to make sure you guys are comfortable with your liaisons, because it's really important to have that connection with this committee, because we are the connection, like that Senate connection. So it's very important. And moving on to line item 2 that I wanted to discuss. So basically, President Agobot, that's how you pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Love her. Sorry. I always mess up her last name. I feel so bad. There's a Nevada Safety Committee, which is basically like the university's safety committee. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, welcome. I'm recording it, so you don't have to worry you're totally good. Thank you for coming. The Nevada Safety Committee is something that President Agobot wanted me to ask whether you guys were interested in serving on. The meetings occur from 9 to whenever. I expect that they're less than 2 hours. If you wanted to sit on this committee, this semester or for the entire, session that you serve as a senator, that can count as your liaison instead. So if you maybe didn't want to do your liaison position and you wanted to change it to serving on the committee, that's totally fine. I think they meet about monthly or bi-weekly, but it's Thursdays at 9 a.m. So when we get to the discussion part, if anyone's interested in that, let me know. Unfortunately, I can't serve on it because I have a class at that time. But yeah, so moving on to line item 3 of A of 6. I formatted this really well. So we have Coffee and Cops coming up. So I've been meeting frequently with Madison Eifert. She's the community relations person for UNRPD. And she really wants us to have a close connection with her, because in the past, the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness did not have a good relationship with UNRPD. So we're trying to rebuild that relationship. And one of those ways we can do it is through partnering with them through events. So I know when I ran as chair, I joked about having tasers, which we cannot own. I met with her and she was thrilled. She was like, yeah, let's do a version of that. Not tasers, because that's illegal, but we can do stun guns, or we can do pepper spray or something like that. So we can partner with her and do our own event. and we can also help her out with their, like, UNRPD's own event, which is Coffee and Cops. And that's happening October 1st from 9 to 12 p.m. Or, so it's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's going to occur at the Joe Crowley Student Union Gateway Plaza. She's going to kind of send more information in terms of, like, volunteering. If you guys just wanted to show up to that, that can count as your outreach also for this committee. It's just a good opportunity to rebuild a relationship that this committee kind of lost in the past. Moving on. Accessibility walks, information, and planning. Basically the accessibility walks it's exactly as it sounds. It's this walk that the ADA committee conducts, usually on a semesterly basis. They want to bump it up to like a quarterly basis, but all of the people that meet in this committee are just really hard to schedule. Like, it's really hard for all their schedules to align. But basically, I've been serving on this committee since my first term, I guess. And the ADA committee consists of facilities, the DRC, and like a bunch of other people who focus on accessibility, and they just want to improve accessibility on campus. So these walks basically consist of like a group. Usually it's a group of faculty. Students don't really typically come to these. Last semester, former Senator Doty and Sandu and I, and also current Senator Castro, Senator Kitch walking for the record. Maddie, we're basically just going over accessibility walks. I'll just like kind of reiterate it. So accessibility walks, basically, it's this walk that occurs that the ADA committee hosts, and it's on a semesterly basis. And that committee just consists of a bunch of people in the DRC and facilities and a bunch of other important people. And yeah, so that's just like the synopsis of what I was talking about. So it's really important for students to kind of be involved with these initiatives. A lot of people don't really know that there is an accessibility committee because it mainly consists of faculty. So they extended us the pleasure and the opportunity of being a part of this committee, and also like they asked us if we would like to organize the accessibility walk. So what their like vision is, Senator Castro and I will be meeting with them on Wednesday, like this upcoming Wednesday. So if you guys are interested, I can also include you guys in on the meeting. I can send you the team's information. But we will be meeting with the committee and kind of asking like, what does an accessibility walk that is student-led look like? The DRC is planning on sending out a like survey to students who are part or under the DRC, because they didn't want to just have unfocused accessibility on campus. Because if you send it out to all of the students on campus, then it's like you may not really focus on real issues to students that are like affected. Potentially, like they can need walking accommodations, or like there's a variety of other things that are inaccessible on campus. So they wanted to send out the survey through the DRC, and they basically wanted to share that information with ASUN, specifically the SSW committee, and also I think like the idea department and idea committee. And they just wanted to see like what we could do and what we can plan and how we can market it to the students, because we have more of like a direct connection with students compared to them. I feel like I kind of rambled about that, but accessibility walks are really important. When I had the opportunity to go, we toured like over by the football stadium. I think it's called like the Lawler Stadium. Like that area by the medical buildings, super inaccessible. There's these things called curb cuts. People who don't use mobility devices like wheelchairs don't really notice these things. But when you're going up the hill, the sidewalks actually have curbs. So people who are on mobility devices, we actually saw like two of them. They had to roll up the road, like up the road. And that road is kind of steep. Drivers could be distracted, someone could get hurt. And it was just a really upsetting and devastating thing to see. So it's things like that you can see on these walks. Also elevators, I don't know the term for it, but it's like the electric wheelchairs. They're kind of large. Some of the medical buildings actually don't have large enough elevators to accommodate those kind of wheelchairs. So it's basically UNR's building saying like, you can't get this specific education, or you can't be like a certain major because of things that you can't control because of your circumstances. So the accessibility committee actually like caught on to all of those things, and they're actively planning to change those things. So yeah, that's basically just the importance of an accessibility walk and how you guys can get involved with that. But yeah, so in the future, we will be kind of planning that. Next meeting, I'll have more information because the meeting is coming up. But yeah, sorry, that was like a lot of information. So yeah, moving on from that, we'll go into discussion about it because I do want to see kind of gauge in the committee for now and see who's interested in being a part of that. So we'll, when we get to line item 8, we'll talk about that. But moving on to the next part, accessibility walks, goodness, I'm so sorry, it's been a long day. Moving on to everyday essentials, I don't know if you guys can see that. Okay, yeah, so everyday essentials, I talked about it a little bit at Senate, and it's basically this program where the residence halls are going to be providing essential items. Shout out to Senator Kitsch, she brought this up last year, and the residence hall grabbed onto that, and they were like, we're bringing this back, we're doing this. So a little synopsis of that, Senator Kitsch last year brought back this like period product or menstrual product initiative to the residence halls, and basically like ignited this huge program that the residence hall is now. Just, I want to give you your flowers, like you're so goaded for that. But basically the program aims to provide residents with free menstrual products, free condoms, free toothbrushes, toothpaste, anything that they need and they otherwise could potentially not be able to access. The residence halls wants to provide those items to residence halls. Because also if you go to Walgreens, super, super unaffordable, inaccessible, it's bad, and it may just be sold out. So yeah, so the residence hall wants to like kind of mitigate that. And hopefully, I was hoping to partner like our committee or Senate up with this initiative so that we could fund them. I know in the past, when we did a little digging about like the finances and the budgets, RHA, which is the Resident Housing Association, which I'm also a part of, they had this like section that talked about how ASUN used to partner with RHA and they split the cost of this program 50-50. So I think the contribution from like RHA was like $1,000, and then I think ASUN threw in like $750 or something. So I'm not looking to like bring back that massive fee, but I'm looking to see if we can like bring back a fee that ASUN maybe contributes, or not fee, but like I guess an amount of money that ASUN contributes to the Everyday Essentials program, just because they did it in the past and it was something that really benefits students. And I think our committee kind of like wants to help as many students as we can, and if we can maybe expand what we give out through this program, that could be like, that could just, yeah, I don't know what to say to that actually. Wait, hold on, I had the words. It could be very beneficial for students and have a really good impact, and that's what we want to have as a committee, is just impact on actual people. Yeah, so I did a lot of yapping. Senator Barris is not here, so she does not have a report, but if our lovely Director of Sustainability, Sephora Lee, would like to say something.
Yes, hi, Director Lee, for the record. I kind of messaged Senator Levy about this possibility, but next week will be our farmer's market, our first one. I was just thinking it would be a great idea to get the committee involved through kind of the process that we, you know, kind of do for these events. Essentially, we find community members that we feel like align with our values and our mission, so we'll choose often people from the Riverside Farmers Market or just local community volunteering kinds of groups to come and table during these farmers markets and potentially like give out goods to students. So I just wanted to extend, you know, if you have any suggestions for community partners, you know, particularly small businesses that could come and share their goods with students, that would be wonderful. Since the farmers market is next Friday, that might be cutting it close, but hey, if you are willing to grind out, you know, finding somebody, if you know somebody, I'm willing to work with you. But we are planning on having an October and November farmers market as well. So definitely like start thinking of those kinds of people, you know, especially with it being like more holiday kinds of season, you know, make it more seasonal. But it'd just be a really great idea to also get involved with constituents, and it could also give you guys an opportunity at the table if you guys wanted to as well, to talk to people. So just let me know. But definitely maybe not this farmer's market, but at least for October, November, I'll definitely be honing in on it with you guys.
Any questions? Senator Kitch?
Will this be held outdoor, like outdoors at the big one in last April, or be inside the breezeway?
Due to weather, it'll be in the breezeway. But ideally, you know, when the weather's nice, we'll keep them outside. But April's definitely outside because it's going to be a larger event. Ideally, what we're wanting to do is have as many people come as possible. The issue that at least my department faces is just budgeting concerns. We're a very, very small department. We don't actually have a allocated budget as noted in the SAS or whatever. So we're definitely looking for as much help as we can get.
Any further questions for Director Lee? Thank you. All right, moving on to, we're going to skip over agenda item 7, and we're going to move on to agenda item 8, new business.
I'll just go down for accessibility.
Fire. Okay, so this is kind of like the possible action section. So everything that we kind of talked about, we can now discuss. If I'll like move on to the item C, number letter C. So who would be interested in kind of helping with Director Lee's farmer's market? So I'll actually explain why these are on the agenda. So the idea is that each member is kind of contributing to one of these initiatives that we'll be working on, just so that you guys actually feel like you have something that you're doing in the committee, and also just whatever your liaison is, you can work in your liaison with this initiative. So I think it's a great opportunity to kind of combine everything and also just do impact, like actually have some sort of, groundwork and blueprint for what you want to do with this committee throughout the session. I'm so sorry for the long day. Who would be interested? And this is not a commitment thing. It's just kind of like a gauging. Are you interested in this? Who would be interested in helping out with the accessibility walks? Fire. Okay, so Senator. And you can also do more than one. You can do one. You have to do one, please. Unless you want to bring your own. If you have your own initiative that you want to work on, bring it. Because, like, we're all just people. So it was Senator Vila, Senator Atkinson. Okay. Also, that is not hooked up to my computer, but I am taking notes. Anyone else for the accessibility walks? Fire. Okay, for the UNRPD spooky event, this is kind of like the tasers and stuff. So, okay, Senator Vila. And then we also have like, I believe, we have three other senators, so don't feel pressured to take anything just yet. And I will be taking all of them because I think I have to. So, all right, so Senator Vila, all right, who would like to help out with Director Lee's farmer's markets? Okay, she's right there. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so Senator Vila, are you going for like the star SSW? Okay, and then Senator Evans, you guys. Okay, cool. All right, for everyday essentials with the residence halls, who would be interested in helping with that? Okay. Sorry, I'm like the worst hyper on planet Earth. Senator Kitch. Okay, I'm glad. All right, any other senators? Okay. And then also, who would like, if you want to, you don't have to.
Is it even on there?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Serving on the Nevada Safety Committee. Okay, that's okay. That's totally okay, because I will force someone else to do it. We'll find someone else. Okay, sweet. So thank you guys for volunteering to work on these initiatives. I think if we actually have like an event or like something that we're working on, then we'll actually have like a lot of things to talk about during our committees instead of just it being like, this is my report, like, you know. Okay, not to diss on the other committees, because they're also great. Okay, next.
So the assignment of liaison members. Most of you guys have your positions already, or your liaisons already.
Sorry, I like kind of cut off, but so we still have the counseling services and the student health center vacant. Is anyone here interested in taking that? That's totally fine. We have other senators. It's okay. Also, one of our senators like still hasn't selected theirs. So that's totally cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll move on from that. okay. Sorry, that wasn't a diss. Did anyone have any questions or comments about anything that we talked about? Because this was a lot. I will be also taking notes. Senator Kitch?
Question. I think I missed reports in the beginning.
We actually haven't hit reports yet. Yeah. I was like, reports are for the end. Save the best for last. Okay. So no one had any questions. Awesome. That means I did my job. Okay, we'll move on to line item 9, Senator Reports.
Jumping the gun.
Sorry, I feel like this is really cringy. Okay. Do we have any senators with reports? Senator Kitch?
Thank you, Chair Lee. I wanted to kind of touch on what I said at Maine Senate on Wednesday. Like I mentioned then, Leap and I met with Jared Edmondson from the Thailand office, Thailand Center for Supervisory Equal Access, but you know. Last Thursday morning to get her to come in and hopefully present again. Again, like Leap had said, that you need to start off with a hard note and it was a solid maybe. but I really do think that a lot of getting other outside entities like her or like VP like services, financials and stuff to come and present is if the first positions go well. So I just really want to stress the importance of like having these first couple of positions that we get to Senate and like the body that they go well, because they all the admin people do talk. Last session we kind of had we didn't have a really great rotation by the end of it, I don't think, and I want to fix that. I just want to stress that please, for the love of everything timeline related, be nice to everyone else and we can come back. That's all.
Did any other senators have a report? Okay. I do know that Senator Saporito, who is not with us, unfortunately, he had a very lengthy report because I kept asking him for a report and he sent me like 10 pages. I forced him to like ChatGPT it and condense it. I don't like AI, but it's one instance. Okay, so this is Senator Saporito's report. Hi, senators. I'm sorry I cannot be with you all today. I am currently out of town, but I wish you a safe and happy weekend. Over the summer and continuing into our first 4 weeks, I have been in consistent contact with Madison Eifert of UPDNC, which is just UNRPD. We've discussed several key topics, including our recently completed safety week, new protective initiatives such as placing more cameras and camera signage around campus to reduce potential theft, and reviewing our university's crime statistics and crime map. We are also exploring the idea of developing a new day of recognition for our university police. This will be one of the main items of discussion brought to the Senate table on October 1st. In addition, I reached out to over 10 deans this summer regarding an initiative to better represent our incredible student health center during our annual mandatory Nevada Fit program. Many deans responded positively, and I will be reconnecting with the health educator Malia Sanderson and Cheryl Hug, English, to finalize scheduling details for their presentations during next year's Nevada Fit sessions across our undergraduate colleges. I'm also in the process of scheduling a meeting with Nicole Nichols, Assistant Director for the Office of New Student Initiatives, to explore ways to include more representation of the Student Health Center during our summer orientations. This Nevada Fit related initiative has been in progress since before our inauguration as senators for the 93rd, and I'm very hopeful we'll see strong momentum as our session continues. Additionally, I am coordinating a meeting with Christy Van Gorder, COLA's Director of Advising and Recruitment, to establish a Canvas form that incoming COLA freshmen would complete before attending their mandatory academic advising sessions. This form would help ensure all College of Liberal Arts students are properly informed about the many services that the Student Health Center provides. As a former COLA Fit student myself, I know firsthand that many students with majors ranging from criminal justice to performing arts never received information on these valuable resources. Thank you all for your continued support. Have a good meeting. All of the best, Senator Saporito. Okay, if you have any questions on that report, ask Senator Saporito. I kid you not, it was significantly longer, and I was like, I'm not reading that. Okay, do we have any other senator reports? Cool, I feel like I kind of gave mine already during the information session, so we can wrap it up before 6 p.m. Okay, moving on to line item 11, adjournment. I now call this meeting on the Committee of Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness on Friday, September 19th at 5:57 p.m. to close, I guess. Yeah, and on Zoom. Yeah, I don't think I said that right, but it's okay, we don't care. We don't care. I'm too tired for this. Fire!